Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back at SEC Media Days. Looking forward to this one. Part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour. It's presented by Duffy Sports Grill. And I'm excited, sitting across from me is a man who won a Super Bowl in Miami, Roman Harper.
Best place to win a Super Bowl. Well, out there, period.
I want to get into
no
that.
No better place.
I want to get into that. Maybe some after-party stories.
No question.
Roman Harper, he's a Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, first-team All-SEC, played at Alabama, won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints. And now he joins me here at SEC Media Days. Roman, appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, Alejandro. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, everybody that has come by.
Oh, and shout out to my man, John Vilma, who's on the
– yes, sir.
He's one of the Orange Bowl committee people.
Yes.
So shout out to my man, JV.
Miami legend. Miami legend.
He is a – he'll never leave. He'll never leave.
This is cool for me because 2010, you're in Miami. You're playing in the Super Bowl. Back then, it was Sun Life Stadium. Now it's Hard Rock Stadium. It looks a little different now.
Oh, they've definitely upgraded.
Yeah. Have you been since the upgrades?
I went to the Orange Bowl, Alabama, Oklahoma, a couple years
ago.
Shout out to my man, JV, with another hookup on the tickets. Shout out. I mean, we had the great seats, too, right there in the 73 zone. So the
72,
yeah, 72 zones. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Super Bowl year.
That's our undefeated.
See, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the greatest year of my life, Roman. I still hold on to that.
I mean, Mercury Morris does too.
And so, Larry Zonka too, man.
Yeah, dude,
he's tweeting all games.
I'm not mad. But no, man, it was the stadium. I mean, having their own TVs in front of you, the food, everything was electric. It was
awesome.
Great. I mean, you guys have been the example of what you can do with this already existing stadium if you continue to just take care of it. A lot of other people should look at what you guys have been able to do down there in Miami with that stadium.
Stephen Ross has he's put a lot of money into. We got F1 now.
Yeah.
There was soccer tournaments.
Yes.
Crazy. So take me back to that. I know it was, 14 years ago now. Your Saints beat the Colts at Sun Life Stadium. What were, some of your core memories from that? Other than, look, you won the Super Bowl. That's, the culmination of your lifelong dream,
right?
I know, but you know, from Radio Row being there,
yeah,
the full week of practice,
yeah. So the week before, you're in New Orleans, and you know we're going hard, and so you get to Miami, and it's media crazy. It's people from all across the world. You get people interviewing you from different countries for the first time, and you know we had a linebacker, Scott Fujita, who was an adopted child, who's 6'5" something, and his parents are Japanese, and he was the first Japanese chance to win a Super Bowl is a Japanese person. So, like, they were there interviewing him. It was really, really cool to see all these different people here and all around. And you really get to see it and pay attention to it once you get into the Super Bowl. Then you hear about all the media. We were not the favorite, so we get to hear about Peyton Manning and this, that, and other all week. And you're just tired of it. You know, of course, everybody, you can read Sean Payton's book about us missing being late to the media stuff. I mean, we kind of partied hard, but that's who we were as a team.
That's what I want to know about.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. There. We kind of partied hard, all right? We went hard. We went to Club Bed. For all those that don't know or used to know where that is, right there on the ocean down there.
It's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. But it used to be the spot on a Monday night, so it was good. And just, you know, it was really funny because I look back and – we see all the some Colts players in there, and they had acted like they were acting like they had been there before because they had been, and we were totally acting like we had never been there before because we hadn't been. And it was a great time, and we ended up winning that game. The onside kick. I remember Sean Payton coming in at halftime because I was the one that was supposed to refield it. So he comes in, is like, "Hey, we're running ambush," and is the defense because most of us are on the kickoff team. Like, dude, let's call it. All right, whatever. It's, you know, halftime of Super Bowl is 20 minutes, so it's a lot longer than what you normally have. And I didn't know if he was going to continue to keep the play on, but I'm like, dude, we're trying to work on defense here. Just like, if you're going to call it, just call it. Like, we're good. We've been practicing it for like 3 months, so it's whatever.
That's crazy to me, though. Like, hey, your coach comes in, biggest game of everybody's life. Yeah, we're going to run an onside kick here coming out of halftime. Like, that's still one of the ballsiest calls ever, right?
I think it is ever, ever. In the moment, the situation, nobody else has ever done it.
But it's genius because it worked out.
Because it worked out. Yeah. And the kick wasn't perfect. Hank Baskins kind of let it bounce off of him. It wasn't because we never actually practiced what if somebody else doesn't touch it besides me. Like, that, we never practiced that.
Crazy.
And we just reacted. And Chris Reese was happened to be Johnny on the spot. And I dove right on him. It was like, it was crazy. And then the rest is history,
that,
right?
You know, but you knew, right, at that point? Like,
no, we didn't. No? We still had to score a couple times. And, of course, we were playing MVP Peyton Manning at the time. And so we really had to just kind of seal the deal. And I didn't know till we stopped him on that last drive. But Tracy Porter getting the interception really, really helped. And then you get to celebrate. And there's no better place to celebrate a Super Bowl win than in Miami because nothing closes. And you can literally get it how you live, however you want it.
So 2010, I was like a freshman in high school. But I can imagine back then it was still –
Oh, yeah, man. I had all my boys with me because I was single and young and, like, all my boys from high school. And it was, like, on, bro. Uh-huh. It was on.
Well,
it
don't reveal too much.
I'm like, not going to.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I can't get in trouble. I'm good.
Was it Club Bed for the post game also? Like,
no,
after the Super Bowl,
it was
you guys
not.
Party?
No, it was not.
Because I don't think Liv was.
No, so, no, guys. Some guys did do Liv. They were charged, like, Lil Wayne and everybody. It was, like, 20-something grand a table. I didn't pay that. That's all you need
Drew,
to know.
Drew did. Drew's pulling in the money. So I just got the motion. We don't have too much time left. I'm going to run through some questions that I had for you.
Okay.
Tua Tagovailoa, some of the comparisons down in Miami have been Drew Brees. Do you think those are fair? You got to play against Drew in practice for years. You won a Super Bowl with him. Do you think those are fair comparisons?
You know what? I would love him to have the trajectory of Drew Brees. I think it can be fair, but you got to think about it. Dude, after 4 years – Drew Brees got replaced in San Diego.
Right.
Okay. So if Tua's on that trajectory where all of a sudden Drew, by year 6, 7, 8, when he got to New Orleans, was freaking fantastic. That's when he hit his stride. And so everybody's expecting Tua to be this, this, and this, and they want to say this. Dude, if he is on a Drew Brees trajectory, then let's give him 2 more years, and he will continue to figure out his game and be even more accurate, to be even more on time, to be even more deliberate and everything else. And then the team around him will continue to grow, and then they'll continue to get better. They've been really unhealthy down there in Miami.
Yeah.
They've been really beat up, and it's really caused them. And then going on the road in Kansas City, I don't think Miami ever wins a game in the playoffs when it's 20 degrees.
Nah, I don't. Well, it was like minus 20 degrees, actually. Again, Roman Harper, former NFL and Alabama safety. You do the Second Axe podcast,
yes.
You and Peanut Tillman. I'm a big fan of what you and Peanut are doing. I do a show with Channing Crowder, who's not with us right now, but he's had that transition after football. And, you know, it took him some time doing radio. Now he's blowing up with the Pivot podcast.
Yep.
And that's kind of what the basis of your podcast is, right? You and Peanut Tillman kind of trying to talk with guys almost like a therapy session
it is.
Of sorts. and talk about that transition after football and what comes next.
You know, it's really been great for me as well, because when I'm not trying to say we're hazing anybody, but when you get hazed, or when you're hazing other people, like, you become hazing yourself. And the fact of, like, I'm learning more about myself as I talk to others. And I'm looking at them, and I'm kind of sometimes looking in the mirror. And it also is like, man, vulnerability equals strength. And so I'm able to be vulnerable with these guys. They're really opening up to us. They're talking to us about things that they probably wouldn't talk to others about. Why? Because we've been in the same room. We've kind of walked that same line with them. And everybody's in their second act right now. So how are we doing it? How are we accomplishing it? And the thing we all have really known is that there is no rule book. There is no guidelines to this. Everybody kind of has to do it on their own and figure it out on their own. And, like, it's tough. And there nobody really talks about it, because we're supposed to be big, tough guys and football guys. We got all this money. We got all these successes. And all of a sudden, you don't have a jersey anymore. And what do?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Something that has defined you your whole life, and all of a sudden now it's no longer there. Like, who are you? And we all kind of go through that transitional phase of trying to figure out who we want to be, what do we want to try and do, whether it's coaching, whether being around football, all these other things, being in business. It's been really, 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 really cool to see everybody, so many people's journey, so many great players that I looked up to and that I've actually got to know and got to sit down with and sit across from and just learn about their life. Hearing all the great Andre Bad Moon Rising stories was, like, fantastic. Like, man, so good. Hearing Cam Newton's stories from the heart.
Right.
I was his teammate, but hearing stuff from the heart was really, really cool to kind of see. And we got so many other guys. We got another one we got going in Charlotte in a couple weeks. And then the NFL continues to promote us, and it's really, really doing good. And it's been very therapeutic for a lot of these players to let everybody else know that their story about their journey.
Again, you can follow that podcast, Second Acts Podcast, yep, on your Instagram, Roman Harper as well. Appreciate the time, man. It was fun catching up with you and talking about Miami. And
no doubt.
And what you
when
won.
We played, we won that Super Bowl. We played Miami early in the year Sun Life Stadium. You guys were up 21. Ricky Williams was running. He had like an 80-yard run, and nobody touched him. My cornerback, Tracy Porter, dove into the ground because he didn't want to tackle him, and I don't blame him. But we came back, and I never forget, after that game, he said, man, we're coming back here. And Drew Brees, that was the first time I seen him spike a ball. He, like, jumped up and dunked it on the goal line.
I was there. I don't want to talk about it
anymore. We said we were going to come back there and do that, man. And it was really a pleasure that we got to do that. So, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Roman Harper. We'll take a break. More from SEC Media Days next on Hockman and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.